This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The Interior Department told a federal judge yesterday that it intends to cancel a long-suspended oil and gas drilling lease on Forest Service land in the Badger Two Medicine area near Glacier National Park. The land is considered sacred to the Blackfeet tribes of the U.S. and Canada. Interior says its preliminary determination is that the lease was improperly issued, in part because a 1981 environmental study did not consider the effects of drilling on the tribe's religious values. John Murray, the Blackfeet Tribal Historic Preservation Officer, says a final decision from the Secretary of the Interior is still pending and that her decision still faces scrutiny by a federal judge.
This is what we expected. We're just going to sit and wait, and we're very confident Sally Jewell is going to do the right thing. We don't know what the judge is going to do, and so we're still sitting at the edge of our seat.
Lease owner Solenex LLC of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, sued the government in 2013 to force a decision after the dispute dragged on for 3 decades. It could be canceled as early as next month. 4 media organizations say a public records lawsuit pending before the Montana Supreme Court could have national consequences. The High Court Friday allowed the Student Press Law Center, Montana Newspaper Association, Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press, and Society of Professional Journalists to file a friend of the court brief. They'll file their argument in an appeal of a judge's order for the state to release records to author John Krakauer about a University of Montana quarterback who was accused of raping another student in 2012. State attorneys say federal law prevents Montana from releasing the records and the state could lose education funding. The organizations argued that the U.S. Supreme Court's 2012 ruling against compelling states to expand Medicaid requires a reexamination of laws that threaten to cut funding if federal standards aren't upheld. Montana State football coach Rob Ash has been fired after the team went 5-6 this season, including just 3-5 in the Big Sky Conference. Athletic director Peter Field said yesterday that the team didn't meet expectations. The Bobcats shared league titles in 2010, 2011, and 2012 and advanced to the FCS playoffs in those 3 years and in 2014. However, the team has struggled late during the past 3 seasons. Ash was 70-38 over 9 seasons at Montana State, but only 2-7 against rival Montana, including a 54-35 loss Saturday. Ash came to Montana State from Drake in June of 2007. He was charged with improving the team's academic and off-the-field reputation. Field said the school will begin a national search for a new coach immediately. Federal prosecutors want to wait until July 1st to decide if they'll seek the death penalty for an 18-year-old Wyoming man accused of killing a husband and wife on Montana's Crow Indian Reservation. Assistant U.S. Attorney Lori Sook said in a court filing that a decision won't be made before defendant Jesus Denise Mendoza has a chance to offer the government any relevant evidence. A status conference in the case is set for today. An Evergreen woman convicted of deliberate homicide in a 2009 crash that killed a pregnant woman and the woman's teenage son has been released on parole. The Flathead Beacon reports the woman, who was 16 at the time of the crash, collided head-on with the other vehicle at 85 miles per hour after texting her boyfriend that she planned to kill herself. South Dakota Governor Dennis Dugard and Montana Governor Steve Bullock have a little extra riding on Saturday's football championship subdivision playoff game between South Dakota State University and the University of Montana. Dugard has wagered a 6-pack of Crow Peak beer and a pheasant dinner against Montana Steaks and a 6-pack of Montana Microbrew put up by Bullock. A judge has ordered a Billings tobacco shop to stop operating its machines that allow customers to roll their own cigarettes. The Billings Gazette reports the state's request for a preliminary injunction against B&B Smokes, which operates Smokes for Less, was approved Thursday. The 8-month-old shop is prohibited from letting customers use its 4 machines to make their own cigarettes. Some shops that allow customers to roll their own at a fraction of the cost that they'd pay for name-brand cigarettes do so to avoid federal manufacturing taxes. Smokes for Less co-owner Casey Brock says the business shouldn't qualify as a manufacturer because customers operate the machines themselves. Now, under Montana law, a manufacturer is any person who fabricates tobacco products from raw materials for the purpose of resale. A storm moving into Montana and Wyoming is expected to bring snow and strong winds, creating hazardous travel conditions in the days before Thanksgiving. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning from 11 this morning through 11 tomorrow night for western Montana and into the central part of the state. Meteorologist Jonathan Sook of Great Falls says 3 to 6 inches of snow will fall at lower elevations. Gusty winds will reduce visibility to less than a mile and create hazardous wind chill temperatures. The service says the storm's peak will hit central Wyoming between Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Gusting wind and snow could create treacherous driving conditions along Interstate 80. The Weather Service recommends emergency travel only in the areas most affected by the storm. Thanks much for listening. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.